This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Gemara tells us in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Hey, the Gemara says, Rubam Begezel, most Yidden, they're nichshol to some extent in Gezel. Miyutan Ba'arayas, a minority have slipped in inyanim of immodesty. But there is one inyan where everyone is nichshol. And the Chafetz Chaim explains it doesn't mean everyone, it means anyone who is not careful. But this is something which is extremely rampant, and the Gemara says, V'chulan ba'avak Lashon Hara. Everyone is nechshol, if not outright Lashon Hara, in the dust of Lashon Hara. Says the Chida, this is alluded to in the opening pasuk of Sefer Devarim. Eile ha-dvarim asher diber Moshe el kol Yisrael. Eile is Rashi Tevois, avak Lashon Hara. This is something, not like Gezela, not like Arayas. This is something everyone is nechshol in. And therefore, this is something asher diber Moshe El Kol Yisrael, all of Israel, everyone is nechshol in Eila Avak Lashon Hara. However, the Chida adds that in the words Hadvarim Asher Diber Moshe, this is coming to tell us the rectification of Avak Lashon Hara. And that is the rectification of Avak Lashon Hara is Limud HaTorah. Says the Chida, there are two fundamental areas of Avodas Hashem that have to be the pillars of our focus, and that is to be careful not to speak Lashon Hara, each word of Lashon Hara, and to be Oisik in Torah. Says the Chida, we know that Bittul Torah was the cause of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Now, says the Chida, even though, and this is something we've spoken about in the past, the Gemara only says that Bittul Torah, Al Azvam as Torasi, was the problem of Bayis Rishon. Nevertheless, if you look in the Zohar Chadash, it is clear that Bittul Torah was the cause of also Churban Bayis Sheni. And it comes out that this Golos that we're in today, which the Gemara asked, Bayis Sheni, they were Oisik Batar Gemilas Chasadim. And they didn't, there was no Avodah Zarah Gil Arayis and Shvichas Damim. Why was it destroyed? The Gemara says Lashon Hara. So it comes out, the purpose of this Golos is to rectify Lashon Hara and to rectify Bittul Torah. And that is, the purpose of this galus is to ensure HaKol Kol Yaakov. Number one, that we don't speak Lashon Hara. And number two, that we use our Kol for Torah. Now, says the Chida, the reason why Lashon Hara is so problematic, and the reason why Talmud Torah is so beneficial, and this is also something we've mentioned in the past from the Ramami Pano, that by the sin of Adam HaRishon, he sinned with all of his Evarim except for his Kaneh, except for his windpipe. His windpipe was not Nifgam, and therefore learning Torah is very beneficial because the Kaneh remains in its pristine form. On the other hand, when someone sins with Lashon Hara, it is terribly detrimental because you're being poigam in an Aver that was not nifgam by Adam HaRishon. And therefore, Eile HaDvarim, Avak Lashon Hara, El Kol Yisrael. But the way to rectify that is HaDvarim Asher Diber Moshe through Talmud Torah. One rectifies Lashon Hara, he keeps the Kana pristine. And in that, Zuchus, we should be Zoicha to the coming of the Gula of Yisgal Tzedek. V'mher v'yaminu, Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.